With fire victims effectively banished from their own properties, the board will consider a suite of temporary moves aimed at reducing hardship. Citing health risks, FEMA pressured authorities to prohibit people from residing in the fire zone before debris is removed. Now officials are scrambling to find affordable alternatives for those who lost their homes and are barred from camping on their own land, even in a trailer. Cal OES officials expect a year to pass before the last properties are scraped. Among the strategies, ease zoning restrictions on where RVs can be parked, including in agricultural and rural zones outside the fire area, along with in business parks, double the number of temporary units allowed on a parcel to 4, allow more leeway for manufactured homes, and even permit fabric structures capable of withstanding extreme winds. Housing is only one item among other issues. The board will consider reauthorizing a dispute resolution service available through the county courts, give final approval for Thermalito Schools to sell bonds worth $2.5 million, launch billboard advertising to recruit volunteer firefighters, award a $2.3 million contract for the repair of Oro Quincy Highway, and hear a report on post-fire business activity. The board is also expected to authorize nearly $500,000 in additional overtime for the sheriff's office. Utility Pacific Gas and Electric Company has requested the presence of additional law enforcement after repeated confrontations between restive fire survivors and PG&E repair crews. PG&E will reimburse the county for the expense. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.